Okay, now we continue in the 29th parak of Maseches Kelim. We're up to Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Hey, we spoke about things that the proper size of a handle is one tefach. Now we talk about things that the proper size of a handle is two tefachim. Chot mazayin shel tzemarim, the cord of the scale that people deal with wool have. Vishal shokli zechuchis, for people who weigh glass. Tefachayim, we assume that the proper length is two tefachim. Yada makor, the handle of a chisel of a millstone. Tefachayim is two tefachim. Yada matzah shalagyonos, the handle of that they would use as like a weapon that has like a heavy piece at the end, like a heavy round piece at the end. Tfachaim is considered to be two tefachs. Yada kornoshel zahavim, the handle of the hammer that a goldsmith would use. Tfachaim again is two tefachim. Shel harashin shlosha tefachim, and if it's a blacksmith's hammer, then it would be three tefachim. Mishnah zayin. So now we're going to talk about things that should be four tefachim. Shiori adarbin milamaylan, the end piece of the Darban, which is the ox goad at the top, arba'a. So we already mentioned that in an earlier Mishnah. That's seven tefachim on one side and four tefachim on the other side. Yada badir, the handle of a shovel that they would dig irrigation ditches around trees. Arba'a is four tefachim. Yada kardum shel nikush, the handle of a pickaxe for breaking rocks. Chamisha is five tefachim. Yad ben hapatish, the handle of a small hammer. Chamisha is also supposed to be five tefachim. Vishal hapatish shisha, the handle of a larger hammer is considered to be part of the hammer up until six tefachim. Yad hakardum shel bikua v'shel adir, the handle of an axe for chopping wood or for digging up the earth is shish tefachim. Yad makev shel satosin, the handle of a stonemason's chisel, shish is also six tefachim. So again, we're just identifying in these two mishnayos the length of a normal size handle for different kelim, which would be considered part of the kli, and therefore tamei along with the rest of the kli. And then Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow when we get to Mishnah Ches, we'll talk about those things that should be seven tefachim long.